It happened yesterday, a big meeting, and there will be district elections in Santa Rosa schools. On the KSRO live line with us is the Santa Rosa School Board President, Jenny Close. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. Tell us about the meeting yesterday.
Well, the meeting was pretty inconsequential. As our meetings go, we passed a resolution to move to by trustee election starting in 2018 unanimously without public comment or really any discussion, as it seems like the right and only thing to do at this point.
So I guess that's the issue here, right? I mean, all these things are obviously going to be controversial, whether you have boards elected from a district or boards generally across an area. The problem would be that there was really no discussion about this, that no board member made a comment before or after, and you guys sort of did this at the end of the meeting. You really moved through this without a whole lot of interaction.
Well, we certainly would have taken public comment, but there was nobody there. Nobody showed up to give public comment.
Huh.
So obviously we always offer an opportunity for the public to speak, but there wasn't anybody there. It did happen to be a relatively fast meeting, so while our meetings sometimes stretch into the late hours or every now and then even the wee hours of the morning, this one is over at 7, so there certainly was every opportunity for the public to comment.
Jenny, tell us about what difference this approach makes, what kind of effect it would have on our community and on our students.
With respect to the election process, will be divided into 7 trustee areas, and theoretically each one of those trustee areas and the citizens there will have an easier time electing their candidate of choice. Certainly it will be easier for candidates to campaign. Right now our school district is actually a larger voting area by about 20%, in fact, than the center of the city council. So campaigning for a school board, even though it's just the school board, some might say, is a big task and takes a lot of time and some money just to cover the geographical area. So it will be easier for people to run. And this is the only way that we can comply with the California Voting Rights Act. So while there's a lot of, there are mixed opinions as to whether it's a good thing to do for the district, for the students, or for the governance, and whether people support it as actually helping to resolve the problem of lack of diversity, say, on school boards or city councils, it's by law, it's the only thing we can do. So
you're saying
those different positions at this point are sort of a non-issue.
So you're saying it's the only way you guys can comply with the Voting Act rights law, but you're the first among Sonoma County's 40 school districts and 9 incorporated cities to use the system. So are they not in compliance? Are you guys on the cutting edge? I'm confused about it.
It totally depends on the area and whether or not they have any evidence of racially polarized voting. That's a term of art in the law. So it depends. And it may be that some school districts have no problem, and so they don't need to go to by trustee areas to comply with the law. I can't speak for that. It really depends on the demographics and the analysis of the voting patterns.
But the goal of this change for Santa Rosa is to have better representation of the minority members of our community, correct?
Well, the goal is to comply with the law, and the goal of the law is to ensure that minority members of the community have an opportunity to elect their candidates of choice. So that's where we're headed. It doesn't necessarily mean that we will have a more diverse board, and that's not even the goal of the law. The goal of the law is to make sure that a minority member of the community has an opportunity to elect their candidate of choice. It's pretty narrow, and the solution and the way to avoid being sued under the law is also very narrow, and that is to go to by trustee areas.
You guys are going to have some work?
The consequences, the consequences of this, if we do identify that there's racially polarized voting and we were sued and that was to be proven in a court of law and we didn't make this move, the consequences are that we are hit with huge attorney's fees, and some districts have paid up to you know, $1.3 or $1.5 million in attorney's fees. That's a 1.5% raise for our staff. And nobody on any school board wants to pay attorney's fees instead of paying its staff or paying for facilities or programs for its students.
So you definitely have more work for yourselves because now you have to come up with districts and the voting for those districts. And as I read here, all 7 board members currently live east of Highway 101. So you're going to potentially have board members that live right next to each other running against each other once you guys district this out.
That's correct. We'll see how it rolls out. But we do, everyone on the board, there are 2 board members who live very close together. There are 3 who live fairly close. Everyone is east of the freeway. So obviously that's going to change.
Okay, well, away we go. The decision has been made. And Santa Rosa, as Larry mentioned, the first of the school boards in Sonoma County to do this. Jenny, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
That's Santa Rosa School Board President Jenny Close talking about the difference, the decision made about district elections as far as the Santa Rosa School Board is concerned.